Ready for sunshine culture and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
All right, so it was about this time yesterday morning that I was complaining about how I haven't been sleeping on the air. And I was like, wow, if I die on the air, our ratings would skyrocket. you know, just because it's this schedule that I've had for many, many years. And just, you know, sometimes you just can't turn your mind off, you know, private life, personal life, work life, whatever. So I haven't been sleeping. And the messages came through like crazy yesterday with recommendations on what I should be doing to sleep. And somebody said, I need to quit this job, so I just want to let you guys know I'm putting in my 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, at least he gave us notice. Yeah. That's nice of you.
I'm just goofing with you.
Okay.
but there was a lot of messages that came in about lemon balm, which I'm already taking. I do the lemon balm. But quite a few people wrote in and said, magnesium. You got to take your magnesiums.
Oh.
And of all days, Nick Nack had to go to Natural Grocers yesterday, and she sent me a message that said, hey, I'm at Natural Grocers. Do you need anything? And I said, honey, baby, sugar, sweetheart, as a matter of fact, I do. Pick me up some of them magnesiums. So she talked to somebody there at the store and got the ones that I should be taking. I took two last night. I slept like a rock.
Did you? Okay, good.
Now, I don't know if it was a placebo effect or not. I don't care. It worked. But the couple magnesium capsules, game changer so far in the world of sleepy time.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what else I heard that that helps with is to give you a solid number two that you can just
deposit. So it was funny. It was funny because
it really does.
On the phone with Nick Nack, I said, get me the magnesiums, babies. And she said, okay, but all I know about magnesium is it's supposed to give you diarrhea.
Yeah, exactly. It helps
like,
you go.
It will like, make
exactly.
you go. And I said, hey. Added benefit.
Yeah. Kicks me out.
Yeah. So I won't give you an update on that.
No, but, no, no. Yeah, well, you're fine. You look like you're walking
since
a little
four.
Lighter,
but,
though.
yeah, I mean, it's good stuff. It's definitely good. It reminds me of the old joke where the doctor's talking to the old guy, you know, in the doctor's office, and he's like, hey, Ron, do you have regular bowel movements at your age? And he's like, oh, yeah, every day, 6 a.m., like clockwork, regular bowel movement. The doctor's like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
He's like, the only problem, Doc, is I wake up at 8 a.m. You know, multiple messages yesterday also telling me that I am going through menopause right now.
Yeah.
The big change, you know, because of my hot flashes and mood swings and I can't sleep.
Oh, we know.
You know, Katie knows about my ED issues. So.
wow.
You know, and another case in point that I might be going through menopause, a little low T action. My my elliptical show yesterday, I threw on Netflix while I was on the elliptical, and I wrapped up the Hulk Hogan documentary that's on there. It's a four-part doc, and first of all, absolutely loved it.
Okay, so you finished it.
Fantastic
so you liked
show. Yes, he did some things in his life that I don't agree with and a lot of people don't agree with, but the backstory and how he was just such a massive star, fascinating, absolutely fascinating, no denying it. And I was on the elliptical yesterday, putting in my time, crying like a baby as I'm watching a Hulk Hogan documentary. Tears running down my face.
Like
brother.
That.
Brother. Quit crying, brother.
You wipe your tear away. Oh.
Yeah, I was crying.
I get that, though. That's a part of your childhood. It brings
it sure
back
is.
A lot of memories.
Yep.
And it was, you remember how torn up you were about it when he passed. Like
I was sad.
That hit you pretty hard.
I cried when he passed.
Yeah,
I will say that.
Yeah.
Like, not like,
but
like,
tear.
I cried.
Yeah.
I welled up a little bit. Like, damn, that's an icon of many, many years. So to kind of relive all that, you know, and it's the thing about this documentary, too, is they do the interview with him and then they end it and it's his last interview and they go, hey, we're going to check back in with you in 3 months. And they actually say that in the, towards the end of this episode four, we're going to check back in with you in 3 months and see if there's anything else we need to cover, any holes we need to fill. And he's like, okay, man, let's do it, brother. And then they go to a thing that just says 3 months later, and they're planning his funeral. And I was like, oh, man. man. And for some reason, it hit me. It hit me pretty darn hard.
Well, yeah, it
so
was
So there
surprising.
I was in the basement.
Poor
Jer Bear.
And I came upstairs, and Nick Nack was like, hey, how was your little workout? I was like, well, I cried like a little baby while I was down there.
<She's> like,
it's been that long, has it?
Yeah, the Hulkster. Anyway, do you guys ever cry like that? Like ridiculous things?
I cry so much. Like, I'm trying to think of things I don't cry about, but I cry when like four chairs turn around on The Voice.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I get super emotional about like music shows. Oh, like. Like, what is the a cappella movie that I love?
Oh, Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect.
Aka Awesome.
Makes me cry sometimes because of how moving that music is.
I cry when I hear Cups, that song,
yeah,
Cups.
Exactly.
Just because I want it to stop.
Make it stop.
Yeah, so I definitely shed a tear probably more than I should. I'm emotional.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe you're going, you got the change going too. You're roughly my age,
Shut
so
up.
We'll go through this together.
No.
Is it hot in here today,
That's
too?
That's not something I want a partner for.
It's like 1,000 degrees in this room. Are
it
you
was,
feeling it today?
It was hot, but then I was cold. Shut up.
I'll be cold in 20 minutes, too. We're going through it together.
No, we're not.
Are your nipples tender?
Stop it.
Whoa.
No, don't look at those.
Is that part of it? Because mine are incredibly tender today. Let's blame it on the menopause.
There you go. There you
go. Oh, my goodness. All right, when we come back, we got to talk about... actually, what are we at? I might sneak in our first play of our boring banger here in a few minutes. I might do that. We'll see how we are on time. But I do know when we come back, Kitty's going to be at an airport today. And you want to talk about some nasty stuff on an airplane? Is that what it was?
There's some stuff.
Nasty.
There's some stuff on there.
Mix 100.
I know Kitty's getting ready to have some fun this weekend because you're hitting the road, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to get on a plane.
Yeah.
And I just came across the top dirty parts of airport travel.
Wait,
yay,
hold
me.
Up.
Oh, no.
I know.
Hold
isn't
up.
It, isn't that funny when you're like about to go on a trip and the internet gives you everything you don't want to see? Like, here, read this.
The dirtiest parts of an airplane. So there's only four?
They kind of
400?
So they did a study of 5 different airports, and these were just the top 4. So there's lots of dirty places when it comes to airport travel.
So this is airport, not the plane.
This is the plane.
This is the plane.
There was a whole other thing about airports in general, and one of the dirtiest place there, I just want to point that out, was the water bottle filling station. You don't think of that, but they say that so many
people
go up there
They're
and
touching
touch it.
Yeah.
And they don't clean it enough as you would think they would, so it is the dirtiest place in the airport.
Well, that's disgusting.
I know.
That makes me feel very unsettled.
As far as like on the plane,
hold
they
on, let
say,
me guess. The tray in front of you.
Okay.
It's got to be.
Yes, yes, yes. So the dirtiest place, jumping all the way to the front. Yes, that is
that
the,
dirtiest the
dirtiest place.
Ah,
is the tray table. And they say, yeah, it's because that's what you touch. I mean, you put things on there like your phone that you're then going to put on your face. And
kids are laying on that thing.
Yes, they highly encourage you. And I know a lot of flight attendants. I have friends who tell me the very first thing you need to do on a plane is wipe down that tray.
Yeah.
Like, just make sure you do it with a wipe so you know it's taken care of.
I saw a kid licking that tray once when we were on the plane. They just, that kid is going to have an epic immune system.
Absolutely, but I've seen people put their feet up on it.
Yep.
I've seen just flat like food sitting on it with nothing underneath.
So
it is very, very gross. But some of the other things you might not think of coming in at number 4 was the seatbelt buckle.
Sure.
Because again,
think of the thousands of people that have touched it.
Not cleaning it like you like that's
and
just something where it's
sweaty
like,
in that area.
Exactly. Like so number 4 was the seatbelt buckle. Number 3, the only one that was actually in the restroom was the toilet flush button.
Yeah, I've never used an airplane bathroom. So
okay, yeah.
I would imagine.
There's the button that you push that.
You do it with your knuckle.
Everything goes.
Sucks everything in.
You do it with
in,
your foot. That's what I bring my foot up there.
I saw a kid licking that button once.
Exactly. The immune system of that kid. And then number 2, this is the one that surprised me the most, I think, was that little air vent thing above you.
Oh, my
you
God. You don't even think about that.
You don't even think
Everyone's
about it.
Everyone's always fiddling with that little thing.
Exactly.
That never works properly.
And, yeah, multiple times, right? Like, I don't touch that thing just once. It's like 4 or 5 times throughout my flight that I'll be messing with that thing. So I just, it's not like it's going to deter me from using these things, but I think, the hand sanitizer and bringing on wipes yourself so that you can wipe these down.
You're going to be
on
one today.
I know.
So do you bring your little handy wipes?
I do. And I just want to give a shout out to Josh for giving me some really high end hand sanitizer that I can use, and it's spray.
I got you.
I love it.
You know what you can use that on?
Much.
You know what you can use that on?
What?
That little kid who's licking everything.
Yeah,
spray it on his tongue if you see him today, all right?
Take this, ow, little tray licker.
Ow! It's time for PMI, you guys. It's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting to start your day. Katie had the P today?
I can have the P.
Wait,
it's
fine.
Or did Josh have the P?
I think I had the I, but did you want to go for the
yeah,
P?
Yeah, I got
yeah?
the P today.
Right, I have that P, Josh.
Oh, boy, I don't know if I have an I. All right, well, a new study just came out of 2,000 moms saying that most of them still think that their families would absolutely crash and burn without their daily management. The moms identify strongly as still as the cleaner, the chef of the family, the guidance counselor, the event planner, and even the chauffeur. And so, yes, they're doing multiple things throughout the entire day, throughout the weeks, the months, and years. And yet only around 30% of them see themselves as like the CEOs of the family, if you will. I know for a fact my family of five kids all growing up would have crashed and burned without my family. I mean, do you feel the same way,
yeah.
Katie?
Without your mom?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Without our moms?
Yeah, like
our
moms
were
run
everything.
Things.
Yeah. Yeah, moms.
Absolutely.
Run stuff.
Everything. And then they still say that about 50 of them are still saying, we're not getting enough sleep no matter how old our kids are. That's... Do you agree with that? Do you still worry about baby Nana?
Oh, I worry about her every day. I have her location. I check
my mom,
it constantly.
Yeah, my mom is still saying that she still lacks sleep. And I'm like, I haven't lived at home in years.
That
Why are you
worse.
Worrying about
well,
me?
Well, she knows what you're doing.
That's the thing. Like, I know when moms, like, wake up and they think about their kids, they want to know that they're safe and tucked in bed and just, like, they're living their best lives. So when you're not at home, they can't go wander down the hallway and look in your room, right?
True.
So that's the way I look at it.
We love our moms.
Very big positive.
Oh, we love mama.
Katie, what's the minus?
No, I have the interesting, don't
you're
I?
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
I'm all messed up today.
It's okay. It's all good.
Ready for sunshine, culture, and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.
You know what I blame?
What
the
do
menopause.
You, blame? You know, we'll take it. Well, stupid menopause. Come on now.
You know what part of the problem is I'm still thinking about sniffing Ella Langley's hair. And wondering if it'll smell like strawberries or horses.
Well, that might be a minus for Ella Langley.
Here's the minus. Former Chick-fil-A worker, Keyshawn Jones, facing felony charges. Get this, after he allegedly stole over $80,000 from a Chick-fil-A through fraudulent mac and cheese transactions.
What?
I'd rather have the mac and cheese.
Yes. 100%.
Anyway, they say that he was fired, but yet he got back into the restaurant, and he went to the registers and processed approximately 800 large mac and cheese tray purchases, then issued refunds directly back to his personal credit cards. There's surveillance footage that captured him conducting the transactions in rapid succession, is what they're saying behind the counter. He had to do this like 800 times. Anyway, they tracked him down. They arrested him, now facing charges for property theft, money laundering, evading arrest, and not getting Chick-fil-A mac and cheese.
Right?
What a tool bag.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Okay, there's your minus. What's the interesting?
Mac and cheese crime. This is very interesting for folks named Mike, Michael, Mikey, Miguel, Michaela, Michelle, any of those variants. If that is your name and you can prove so on your ID, you're going to get a free sub from Firehouse Subs.
What?
Isn't that neat? So on May 6th, they're going to do this.
I think it'd be Jersey Mike's.
It is a free, I know, right? You would think, yeah. But it's going to be a medium steak and cheese melt and available at participating locations. But they were just talking about how they were like, you know, the Mikes are getting their moment, but the sub is for everybody. But they do want to hook it up for the Mikes in the area. So again, any variation of Mike on May 6th, you can get a free
Mike
sub
Wazowski.
From Firehouse Subs. So pretty funny. And here's why. Why Mike, you ask? The company's president is named Mike Hancock.
Hey, good guy.
Yeah, so they said that it's also a competitor, a jab at their competitor, Jersey Mike.
There
so,
it is.
Yeah, there is a little tie into that there, but definitely interesting. And if your name's Mike, get you a free sub on May 6th.
There you go.
Yum, 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 yum.
Picks 100.
It's May Day.
It's May Day. Did you get your little baskets filled with flowers ready,
no,
Katie?
No, it's the candy. It's like little mints, like wedding mints
it's
and
flowers.
Hard candy. And then you put it in a little netting. basket, and then
that's
you
a different
put it
Mayday.
On
it's
somebody's
different.
Door, and then you knock and you run away.
Candy?
You're
of
like,
course you're
going to
be
Mayday.
Thinking of candy.
What,
it's supposed
what
to be
you
flowers.
Do. No, it's not. It's supposed to
I think it's flowers.
In North Dakota, it was candy. It was the wedding mints.
Is it because
little...
flowers don't grow in North Dakota?
Maybe. Maybe it was still
here
frozen.
It is. So it's flowers, treats, or small gifts.
Thank
so
you.
So we're both right.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a way to welcome spring, celebrate friendship, and spread cheer.
We loved Mayday.
I'm spreading cheer. Yeah, I got my baskets ready. I went to Hobby Lobby last night.
No, you did not.
I'm ready to drop them. You're also supposed to do the May pole dance.
The May
which,
pole.
Yep. Wow,
yes.
you perked up on
absolutely
pole dancing. It's to celebrate fertility, the return to life and to the land and the start of summer.
No, I remember this. Like, as a kid, this was a big deal in North Dakota. Like, we did the maypole dance. We did the little baskets on people's doorsteps. Like,
that's how you made money for college.
It was a big deal. Mm-hmm.
They say the pole does represent, you know, fertility in a very phallic symbol,
yeah,
according to this story.
Yeah.
No well, wonder take, men are still full of themselves.
You take the streamers, like everybody has a little streamer, and you walk around the pole, and it,
yeah,
you
and
know,
you wrap
decorates
the pole.
The pole. Yes.
This is why guys are the
wrap
way they
it up.
Are. Because we celebrate giant poles on May 1st.
Exactly. You know
if you can't find a good guy, you know, you just all you find is guys full of themselves, it's because of May Day.
Happy
this is
May
why.
Day.
Jeez. It's funny because as we're celebrating the phallic pole, today is also National No Pants Day today.
Oh,
so
let's go. Celebrating.
Celebrate.
No,
zip. Here we
go. Let's
go. Hey, you got to be on an airplane today. Don't celebrate
I know,
that.
I know. Not celebrating yet.
Nuggets are done. Mm. All right. There's that. Other things going on in May. We got some movies coming out. Devil Wears Prada 2 is coming out.
Today?
Mortal Kombat 2 is
okay.
coming out. I'm excited
that
about
Devil
that
Devil Wears
one.
Prada looks so good, though.
Yeah, it's fine.
No, it looks really good. Like,
really?
Critics are split, but I think true fans of the movie will absolutely love it. Hmm. I mean, it's coming back to
they've
the
they've waited
big
a long time for
exactly.
that one, too.
Exactly.
Boy, I've been waiting on. Yeah, I'm on the edge of my seat. Star Wars, The Mandalorian, and Grogu's coming out. A show called The Sheep Detectives.
Oh.
Somebody out there with
that
a fetish
bad.
Is going to love that one.
Hey.
Hey. Big holidays this month, Cinco de Mayo. It's falling on a Taco Tuesday this year.
We love that.
Mother's Day on the 10th, Memorial Day, and yeah, May the 4th is happening. Teacher's Day, Armed Forces Day, National Hamburger Day. A lot of things going on. In
heads
May.
Up to you both. May 4th, our boss's birthday.
Oh, yes.
I know. Remember.
Not, you know, I just talked to him yesterday. He's not going to be here, so I was like, oh, good, because I forgot.
Oh, no.
Oh, I got to get you something. Oh. So for some reason, last night on Jeopardy, they had their 97-year-old announcer, old Johnny Gilbert, who's been around forever on Jeopardy. He was reciting pop lyrics as clues to the game board. You want to hear some of these?
Yeah.
I kind of got a giggle out of these. Here you go.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Wiggle, 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 wig. Yeah, yeah, do the wiggle, man. I do the wiggle, man. Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it.
I'll give you one more.
But ooh, 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 this time I'm telling you, we are never, ever, ever getting back together.
With all songs.
I know. I
that's
want to,
fabulous.
I want him to be part of a contest or something
I know.
We do here where he just recites the lyrics.
That
where's
funny.
That second one?
Wiggle, 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 wig. Yeah, yeah, do the wiggle, man. I do the wiggle, man. Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it.
I'm going to save that right now.
You need to.
I'm going to save it. There we go. Love it. Okay, so we were talking, was it yesterday? I think we were, the day before at least, how the Friends cast is still making residuals off the TV series to the tune of $20 million a year.
Yeah.
Well, Jodi Sweetin from Full House came out, and she said, yeah, she gets residual checks from time to time. Her latest one? One penny.
Hey. No.
One penny.
No.
She says there's no syndication anymore because it's all on streaming. Who gets paid for that? Nobody gets paid for that. Well, the Friends cast is getting paid. Why isn't little Jodi Sweetin getting paid?
Don't do Stephanie like that.
Well, they probably, because she was a child actor, kind of screwed her on that, right?
Yeah, but she was there for 8-10 years.
I
don't
mean,
know.
That's how
yeah.
we know her. How
what was,
rude.
What was, I was going to ask you what her catchphrase was. How rude.
Pin a rose on your nose.
Do you know that I follow her on Instagram?
Oh, so
and
do I.
From time to time, keep an eye out, I make comments on her her Instagram posts, and the only thing I comment is, How rude.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Bet she loves that.
Let me give you one more thing.
She never hears it.
Jennifer Lopez just created a LinkedIn account to promote her new upcoming Netflix movie. It's called Office Romance. She updated her profile with the fictional jobs that she's held in some of her movies. This is great marketing. So she, for example, listed luxury wedding planner from The Wedding Planner. Maid at some hotel from Maid in Manhattan.
Yep.
And international pop star from Marry Me.
Oh, and Selena.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
She was Selena, too.
Anyway, I watched the trailer this morning for this Office Romance. It comes out June 5th on Netflix, and I want to watch it.
Does it look good?
Brett Goldstein is in it, who you might know him as Roy Kent from Ted Lasso, and he's in Shrinking. You look him up. He's a comic. He's a fantastic actor. He's in Ted Lasso. Oi. For those of you that watch it, oi. It's one of these movies I'm like, I'm going to sit on the couch with Nick Nack and enjoy a rom-com because it looks really, really good.
Okay, now that's the stamp of approval. I need to watch it because you saying a rom-com is something you're looking forward
to. I'm going
to
do it.
That's saying something.
A date evening on the couch with Jer Bear.
Okay.
Oi. Anything else sports related?
Yeah, we got something here. Yes, the Nuggets lost. That's a bummer. But the sports you really want to hear about is a world record that was just broken a little bit earlier this year and came out. The news came out yesterday. 23-year-old German YouTuber Tuleco, I hope I'm saying that pronouncing it correctly. He just set the world record for solving a Rubik's Cube in the fastest time ever while skydiving.
I don't even know
how you think of these things. He said he started solving Rubik's Cubes when he was younger, and then he wanted to learn how to skydive, and he's like, I just put the two together. Well, he broke the world record by 5 seconds. The previous record was 28 seconds. He solved it in 23, and he said, well, the biggest fear I had was dropping it mid-fall. But he free fell, solved the Rubik's Cube, pulled that chute, and landed safely, and now he has a world record by the Guinness World Records. So if you ever have a kid out there that they want to play soccer or football or basketball, no.
Give
get him
a Rubik's Cube.
And send him out a plane.
That's where it's at.
That's how you really accomplish things, kids. Or you take two local businesses and you team them up for an amazing combo, like Little Man and Bird Call.
More Little Man
stuff. Okay,
you're
going to
love
it.
All about Little Man this week.
I love them. I love them. But they have come out with an amazing chicken and waffle combo.
Okay, now you got me.
So the salted maple chicken and waffle sandwich is going to be available for May and June at all Bird Call locations across Colorado, Arizona, and Texas.
Okay.
For just under $11. What? I am all about this. Again, both Bird Call and Little Man were started right here in Colorado, and they're both just paving the way for not only being great businesses, but helping out their local community, which is why I love them, and the fact that they teamed up to make this amazing chicken sandwich. I cannot wait to try it. So again, May and June is when we can do that, because it is limited time only.
Okay, act now while supplies last.
Get on your chicken and waffles, yo. Okay, Colorado has banned the pet store sale of dogs and cats. This is
you
a
can't
big
go
deal.
To a pet store and get a dog or
no.
a cat anymore?
So Governor Jared Polis signed this on Wednesday, and so starting January 1st, it's going to take effect, but it prohibits pet stores from selling, leasing, bartering, auctioning, or otherwise transferring ownership or a dog,
bartering.
Of a dog or cat. I mean, they had to cover all their bases.
Listen, I'll give you some chicken and waffles for that chihuahua.
For that, they had to cover all their bases.
I see why they're doing this, because a lot of those puppies come from puppy mills, puppy farms. Same with the cats.
Yes, and here's the thing. They're still allowing pet stores to house dogs and cats available for adoption through local shelters. So
they're trying
to make them still viable,
it's still a pet store.
Exactly. Like we want, but they've got to crack down on the puppy
the puppy mills that
the
is disgusting.
Things. Because that's the thing. I know there's good people on both sides.
Yep.
I know there's people who, you know, it is their job with the dogs and the cats and the breeding, and they cover all their bases and they do such a good job. And then there's people who don't. And that's what this is protecting, those dogs and cats.
That's good.
Who, you know, so I do like this law, but again, January 1st is when it goes into effect.
My Boston Terrier, Sully, who he had for many, many years, he was a Southwest Plaza pet store puppy.
Yeah.
Have we all been there in the past where you go in to get something? You go to Dillard's and you come home with a puppy?
Come home with a puppy, absolutely.
That's what happened to us. I mean, we went in for something else and saw that little puppy in the window and we came home with it. I believe we also got, like back in the 90s or 80s, good God, a cat from that pet store as well.
Yeah.
And both of those animals lived a very, very long time.
Absolutely. And again, there's
they were healthy.
A lot of...
Well, I've told you about Sully.
Yeah.
The oddly placed booty hole.
But
other than that, great dog.
Yeah, that wasn't his fault. Not his fault.
No.
But then also a lot of fun things for you to do this weekend, okay? It's going to be a very busy weekend. Speaking of animals, Denver's Furry Scurry's one of them. Thousands expected to be at Wash Park tomorrow morning. That starts at 9. The Cinco de Mayo Festival downtown all weekend as well. And did you know there's a Cinco de Mayo community parade?
I'm in it.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
Front and center.
Front and center.
Well, you better be there early. It starts at 11, okay?
Sure. Your Majesty will be up front.
There we go. You are the parade conductor. Three blocks west of the Denver City and County Building is where that gets going. And then there's lots of farmers markets that start up this weekend. So City Park, Lafayette, the Spring Market in Wash Park as well. And then Estes Park, celebrating something fun again. Their Duck Race Festival is this weekend.
That's where they dump all the ducks in the river, right?
And you can still adopt a duck for all of this stuff.
And then they float downstream and the moose and everything eat them. And then they find all these dead animals.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Man, that escalated quickly, huh? EPDuckRace.org.
I'm just joking.
If you want to adopt a duck today.
Are those, they're the little ones, right?
Little rubber ducks, yeah. That you
How
put
do
in.
They collect all of
I'm
those?
I'm pretty sure there's like
a there
barrier.
A net?
There's
a big
a
net.
Barrier
it's
got to
be a
they
net.
Put in and they collect it, yeah.
You don't want bears eating those.
They wouldn't do it if it was going to, you know.
Kill the environment around them.
Unless they're biodegradable.
They wouldn't do that.
Are they made out of rice or something?
No, I don't think they are. No. I don't think they are. But it also, like, people get really excited about it. So, again, EPDuckRace.org.
Who are those people?
If you want, the duck people.
Who are those people that are like, you know what, I'm like my way up to Estes Park?
Quackers.
They are quackers.
They are.
A bunch
the
of quackers. Hey, is this the weekend where they put the ducks in the rivers?
Oh, yay!
Yay! I've been waiting all year for this. Honey, get my duck t-shirt.
I want a yellow one.
Put my yellow pants on. Yeah. Who are these people? What a bunch of weirdos.
Yeah,
they are.
Oh, boy.
All right, there you go, guys. There's your Mile High Hype. You're up to date with JKJ. Let's get her done. It is definitely a fun Friday show with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. If you want to play Fast Five, give us a call right now. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I'll get you in the studios. Special shout out to people who have never played before, who have never called. Now is your chance to get her done. 303-691-1649. We'll get you on the air, find out what you're doing this weekend, then I'll toss a category at you and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can pull it off? 303-691-1649. Give us some examples, Katie.
Okay, so you've asked for all kinds of stuff, like five characters from the Flintstones or five things that annoy travelers. The one that won it yesterday, Vanessa, coming in hot. Five fruits that start with P. I don't even think she said pineapple, but she named like seven of them. So good job, Vanessa. That's how you win Fast Five.
Come on, guys. Call in. If you get placed on hold, don't hang up. Josh is in the next room working through all of these calls. Getting you guys set up, 303-691-16 to the 49. What are we playing for today?
Oh, I know the kids are going to be happy with the prize because it's a family four-pack of tickets to Monster Jam at Empower Field at Mile High. This is coming up a week from tomorrow. So, yeah, giving you a trip for the family to go check out Monster Jam if you win Fast Five today.
And the bonus prize?
Ooh, are we doing a bonus prize?
Girlfriend, you gotta read your emails.
Oh, sorry.
Bonus prize on Friday, a $50 Safeway gift card. It's a Safeway Fresh Friday. Safeway has you covered with fresh fruits and gorgeous flowers to help celebrate mom. All right, you think you can play? You think you can pull this off? 303-691-1649. Get you in the studios for Fast Five. We got Amber.
Sometimes you know them all, and sometimes
Amber.
You don't.
Amber, who are you talking
sometimes
to?
Sometimes you don't.
Whoa. Okay. All right, no Amber. Anthony! Anthony! What's going on with our phones today?
What's happening? Can they not hear us?
Hello. Correctly. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, there it is. Ding, ding. I'm here.
Good God. What is going on this morning?
And I love it.
Karen, what's all that dinging?
I'm in the car line letting my child out, and he unbuckled his seatbelt.
So oh.
The car doesn't like that.
Little too early, huh? Little too
yep.
early.
Yep.
Well, welcome to Fast Five. Welcome to the show. Good morning. What are you doing for this weekend? Anything fun?
We're going on a college visit.
Ooh, are you?
Yeah. Oh,
what college?
Just CSU.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Josh is a CSU Rammy grad.
Would you look at that?
The Rams.
Yeah, I went to CU Denver for a bit. Or should she say CSU or CU?
CSU, yeah.
CSU.
Yeah, never mind.
Kind of the same. Not really, though.
Never mind. All right, you ready to play Fast Five?
Yep.
All right, girlfriend, what do we got for you? In 10 seconds, give me the names of five fictional fish. Go!
Dory,
one.
Nemo.
Yep.
I don't know anymore.
Oh, man.
Flounder from The Little Mermaid.
I know Flounder.
Who's the tuna guy? Is it Charlie? Charlie the tuna.
Charlie the tuna. Yeah. Also, and Marlin from Nemo.
Yes, Marlin.
And I think there's a fish named Wanda somewhere.
Right.
Right? Yeah, there's a couple.
Karen, you have a Super Dupes weekend. We appreciate you calling and trying to play. Here's Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hello.
Hey, girl. It says Girls Day on my screen here. What does that mean?
So my friends and their husbands, they're going to get together to go golfing, and we're going to get together at my sister's house and just have a girls' day.
Hey, good for you.
What kind of stuff are you going to do for your girls' day? This
charcuterie boards and mimosas.
Yeah, that's literally.
What? Your phone cut out.
Why? Oh, I want to find out about
girls'
day.
Why is today the most difficult Fast Five ever?
Tell me you're having charcuterie and mimosas.
This is the worst Fast Five.
Oh, they just left us hanging.
Jenny, are
there
you
we go, Jenny.
Are you back?
Sushi board.
Okay, let's start fresh, Jenny.
Yes.
Hi, Jenny. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
We're super dupes. Okay, so what are you having at the girls' day?
So we are going to have, like, mixed drinks. Everybody's taking, like, their own mixed drinks and their own charcuterie board.
Oh!
So I pretty much nailed it. Charcuterie and cocktails.
Are you going to make a TikTok, Jenny? It's like, hi, I'm Jenny, and I have a s'mores charcuterie board. Are you going to do that?
Don't do that, Jenny.
We always have plans to do something like that, but it never happens. Okay. So hopefully this time it does.
Yeah. No, be an adult, Jenny, and don't make a video.
That's what makes it fun.
Be an adult and just enjoy your time together. And don't film. Don't take pictures. Don't do anything,
Jenny.
Don't
listen to him. He's not even a girl.
Just eat your charcuterie. Enjoy
what it's like to be a girl.
Oh,
he doesn't.
Sure I do.
He doesn't know we like taking the videos. We want to take pictures.
See, the problem is, Jenny, I know because I'm around ladies a lot and it's incredibly annoying.
Oh. Hey, but if we're going to look cute, it has to happen.
Exactly. Yeah, right. All for the gram.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, you know I love you, Jenny. All right, let's do some Fast Five with you. Are you a sci-fi fan?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh. Well.
My sister is. I wish she was here.
Well, too bad. Here we go. In 10 seconds, give me five non-human characters from the Star Wars franchise. Go.
Oh, my. I don't know anyone from Star Wars. My husband's going to hate me.
No, he hates you because you make TikTok videos.
No, he does not. He
Chewbacca?
Loves you. Oh, there you got one.
Well, you got one, Jenny. You got Chewbacca.
Yoda?
Game's over now, Jenny. Jenny, we're done. All right,
you're
we're gonna
so much fun.
We're gonna move on, Jen. You have a great weekend, okay? Have fun.
Thank you. You too.
Have a fun girls' night. Bye.
All right, the worst Fast Five ever continues.
No,
what do we got?
Stop it.
Jared. Hi, Jared.
Hey guys, what's up?
Well, your horrible phone is up. Are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth?
I was. I'm not anymore.
Okay, good.
Okay.
We got you.
Not really, Jared.
No, we got you.
Oh, no.
Jeremy's in a mood today, Jared.
Well, you
better win.
Oh, geez. I hope so.
What are you doing this weekend, buddy?
I'm doing the MS walk. My sister-in-law has MS, so we're doing that.
Ah, you're a good human.
Thank you
for
bringing
that
up. Yeah, that's tomorrow, right? City Park?
Yeah.
Yeah,
for you, buddy.
Yeah, get the word out. Thank you.
Thoughts and prayers and lots of love to you and your family, Jared.
Oh, thank you.
All right, I'm going to do this next one just because it pisses one guy off, Jared. One guy keeps messaging me because I keep using this one, and he messaged me again yesterday and said, Jer, stop doing this one. Nobody cares, and you're stupid.
Yeah,
oh,
literal,
no.
Like verbatim.
Pretty much verbatim.
Yeah.
So I'm going
to
do it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In 10 seconds, give me five characters from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle franchise, but you can't name any of the turtles. Go.
Oh, come on. Squidder. Oh, man. I don't know anymore.
Oh, no!
I'm going to tell everybody listening right now, do your research.
Yes.
Do your research on that one, because it might pop back up next week.
It's probably gonna.
Just to piss that one guy off, Jared.
All right.
And you. Have a good weekend, Jared.
All right. Thanks, Jared.
Bye.
Thanks for doing the MS.
I'm going to keep doing it until somebody gets that one.
Well, and there are a lot. Like, I'm a huge fan of that show, so that's one I could do. So.
Heads up. Do your research, you guys. Hi, Trish. Ah, another fantastic phone. Hi,
there
Trish.
There
you
go. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the worst Fast Five ever.
No. It's the best now that you're here, though, Trish.
Hi, Trish.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, queen. It is. All right, what are you doing this weekend? Impress me.
Well, playing pickleball.
Are you really?
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you have a pickleball name, or does your team have a name?
Well, yeah, my husband and I play, and we're the bouncers.
The bouncers.
We're playing tournaments.
I like that.
You actually play in tournaments. That's like, cute. You are a serious pickleballer.
That's really cute.
Yes, we are. Yes.
That's probably just a great couple's activity, isn't it? My wife keeps bugging me to play pickleball.
Well, yes and no, but yeah.
I think once you get the hang of it, a lot of people find it fun because it's enjoyable. It's not easy, but it's, you know, it's doable. I think you'd like
it,
Jeremy.
Yeah, it is. It's fun. We have a lot of fun. Made a lot of great friends.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's so many ways to make friends with it.
The social aspect is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So huge.
Yeah.
Oh, good for all you, right. Trish.
Well, have fun. Don't break a hip or anything.
Thank you.
No.
Well,
I know. He's just...
I was talking to your husband, not you, Trish. I was talking to your goofy husband.
That's okay. Can I just shout out to my grandson, Jackson? He's in the car with me.
Hi, Jackson.
Hi, Jackson.
Jackson.
Hi.
Hey, bud.
Thank you. We've been trying for a week, so we finally got in. So we're real excited.
Welcome aboard, matey.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Your name is Jennifer, okay? Jennifer. In 10 seconds, give me five famous Jennifers. Go.
Oh, Jennifer Hudson, Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer, oh gosh, got me. Jennifer Lopez, Lopez, Hudson, Hewitt, Jennifer Hewitt, that's it.
There's some big ones.
There are.
You missed some big ones, Trish.
Yep, I did. Well, I'm glad we got on. Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
It's fun talking to you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, Jackson.
We got Aaron's been holding for a long time. Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
I'm running out of topics here. Will somebody hurry up and win this today?
Got to.
Let's try.
You got any good going on this weekend?
I'm just going to look at houses.
Hello. Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's that? Who's the kiddo?
We got Pierce and Riley here getting ready for school.
Right on. Oh, hi, kiddos.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Have a good day at school. All right. Your letter is S, Aaron, like salamander and sandwich. All right?
All right.
10 seconds. Give me five things you would find in your garage that start with that letter S. Go.
A saw. Shoes.
You got two. I would have given you two. Not bad. Not bad for being put on the spot. Aaron, thank you for playing. Have a good day.
Thank you, too.
Bye, kids.
Bye.
This is a long one.
Zach Attack.
I'm here.
Yep, there he is. You just want to dive into it?
Let's do it.
Letter is S, like sandwich. Five things in your garage that start with the letter S. Go!
Saw, snake, simple syrup.
What?
Shaker.
What?
Some socks, shoes, a sticky note.
Are you doing a lot of drinking in your garage?
All of those things could be in a garage.
You got a little mini bar set up in the garage, Zach?
Some simple syrup?
Yeah.
Simple syrup and a
you
shaker?
Never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh.
Daddy's got to go fix something.
Daddy's going to be in the garage getting drunk.
Oh, I like
Zach.
It. I like it.
You know what? This has been the worst Fast Five ever, but I'm in a good mood, and I'm going to give it to you. Here's your winning win, man.
Yay, Zach!
All right, buddy. You won today. Congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold. Our producer guy, Josh, in the next room is going to come back and tell you all about your prizes. And have a great weekend, Zach.
Thanks, all.
All right, buddy, hold on.
Bye,
all right,
Zach.
Katie. That was a weird one today.
You know, I enjoyed it, but yeah, you've got a different job than me. So.
That's right. You're manning the controls over here. Hey, good news is we'll give it another shot Monday morning.
Mix 100.
Shout out to all the parents listening this morning to JKJ here at Mix 100. Would love it if you called in and sound off about your kiddos and the reasoning behind their name. If you want to get on the air with us, I would love to have you on the air with us. This is all based off a message that we received from Megan. Megan said, hey, I heard you guys talking the other day about how people picked their kiddos' names, and I had to write in because my son's name came from a very serious, deeply meaningful place. She said, my husband's childhood obsession with action movies. Now, she said, we named our son Logan. When we were pregnant, which I hate saying that, when she was pregnant, I had a list of sweet family names, and my husband had one name, which was Logan. I thought he liked it because it sounded strong and classic. Well, nope, he finally admitted that he wanted to name our little baby after Wolverine. Now, at first, I said, absolutely not. I'm not naming my child after a hairy man with knives in his hands, and he has anger issues. But then the name kept growing on me, and Logan sounded normal enough for school, strong enough for adulthood, and just nerdy enough that my husband can feel like he won.
Yeah.
Well, little Logan is now 7, and she says his name kind of fits now. He's dramatic and stubborn and weirdly strong. So yes, our sweet baby boy is named after a sweaty action superhero. I wish I had a more elegant story, but the truth is my husband wore me down. And he got his mutant branding, is what she said. That's pretty good. She said, maybe you guys can use this for a show topic. Did anyone else let their spouse name a child after a movie character, or an athlete, a superhero, some random childhood obsession? Love you guys. And that's from Megan. So, yeah, we're going to take this and kind of spin it. I see phone lines ringing already. If you want to shout out your kiddo and talk about where their name came from, doesn't have to be an action superhero. But what's the backstory to the name? Because I love these. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649 will get you here on the show. Now, how about little baby Zoe that's spelled Zowie?
No, it's Z-O-W-I-E like Bowie. There's okay. No wrong way to spell a name, let me tell you that much.
Nah,
but
nah.
We got her name. Her dad and I were just going through a bunch of them. I mentioned this before on the show that Genesis was an option, and my mom talked me out of it quickly. We were going to go with Madison Elise for a while, but then I started to see a bunch of Madisons pop up. So we changed her name like 3 different times, and the one we settled on was Zoe, and it comes from the Baby Blues comic. Do you remember Baby Blues? The mom and the dad, and then they have the little daughter,
yeah,
Zoe.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Later on, they had the little baby boy, and they named him Hammy.
That's
so that, and
I wish you had named her
loved,
Hammy.
I know, I love it. Zoe Hammy is her real name. But no, I loved that comic so much growing up. Like, I read it each and every week religiously. So I've always
That's
loved
cute.
That name. And then we wrote all the names down on napkins, and it was why we spelled it the way we did, because Z-O-W-I-E just looked so pretty. Compared to the other ways we spelled it.
Right.
So that's why we settled on that. But I'm
named
so glad.
Named after a comic book character, though.
So glad it's named Zoe, and then her middle name is Dawn. And so her name means
after dish soap.
Light and life is what those two mean. Zoe means life, and Dawn means light.
Well,
so
I wish it was
like
named,
perfect,
I wish it was the dish soap.
No,
that would have been funnier.
Perfect name for her. It's not funny. It's meaningful. That's
well,
what a name is.
Let's find some fun ones. If you guys want to sound off about what you named your kiddo and why you named him that name, what did you name your kiddo and why did you name him that? Such a great message came in from a woman who said, we named our son Finn because my husband and I got engaged on a fishing trip.
Oh.
He wanted to name him Fisher. I said no, so we settled on Finn.
I like
Get
that
it?
One. That's cute.
Rebecca wrote in and said, we named our son Miles because my husband and I did long distance for 3 years before getting married. And we joked that we had put in the miles. The name stuck. Now we've got a boy named Miles. See, that's
I
a cute
that
backstory.
Name. That's so cute.
That's really good. Line two is it Nina?
It's Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. So you got a kiddo?
I have a couple, actually, that have fun different names.
Okay.
My boy's name is Cairo. After Ooh, wow. Egypt.
Yeah.
Because I've always just loved, been obsessed with Egypt my whole life. And then my daughter's name is Ayla, after a book character of the Clan of the Cave Bears series.
So funny. What a deep pull.
Like, the Clan of the Cave Bears.
Yeah. If you've never read it, they're fun. They're interesting. They're wild.
Yeah,
I really
love
fun.
This. That's what we're talking about.
And I don't think I've ever heard that name before.
Uh-uh.
Ayla?
And same with Cairo.
Ayla. Yeah, yes, ma'am. So I was supposed to be named Ayla. My sisters have two A names, and then my dad wanted somebody named after his side of the family, so I got Nina. So I named my daughter Ayla.
Perfect.
You know what? I love
what
the backstory.
There, Mom.
Well played.
Yeah, that's
well
good.
Played. Thank you for calling in and participating. You have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Is it Ayla? How do I say in three? Ayla? Ayla?
Ayla.
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 There you are.
Hi,
you got a kiddo?
Good morning. I do.
What's the name?
So, Jordan. Need I say more?
Really?
Like you, Jeremy.
Yeah.
I born in the 80s, raised by the 90s, so huge Michael Jordan fan.
Yes.
Well played.
The GOAT.
The real GOAT.
The
GOAT.
The real
yes.
GOAT.
Get that LeBron crap out of here, huh?
No
yes.
Queen James.
Yes.
These days have no idea.
Oh, I love this.
This is my favorite one so far.
Yeah, Katie loves basketball.
Well, and
so.
He's my favorite. Like, MJ is king to me all day. Like, I wanted
to be MJ
growing up. Yes.
Love MJ. Yeah, so my husband and I, our wedding anniversary is Michael Jordan's birthday. Purposely.
God, you are hooked, aren't
and
you?
And then we went to Vegas and did it at the chapel he was first married at. So.
Ah, you are devoted and dedicated.
Just a little bit.
Let
right?
me ask
just
you,
a little bit.
Did you wear Jordans when you got married?
No, but
oh,
I should have.
Oh, missed Dang opportunity.
Yes.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, I got a
23rd anniversary, I'll do that.
There you
there,
go.
Yes, that'll be perfect.
We got a ton more parents on the line we got to get to, but thank you for the smiles. That's a great call. Love it.
You're Absolutely welcome. It. Have a good day.
You
Bye.
Too. Bye.
Oh, that one made my whole day.
Taryn. All right. Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy. You got a kiddo?
I have several. I'm four. The one I'm talking about is my son, Chance. And I grew up watching a movie with my dad called Rio Bravo. And it was a cowboy movie with John Wayne and Dean Martin.
Absolutely.
And I used to not love it. And then slowly as you watch it with your dad over years and years and years, it became my favorite movie. And so I named my son Chance after John Wayne's character, John T. Chance, in the movie. And it's just something that's real special to me and my dad. And it's a cool story to get to tell people. And so couldn't be happier with the choice. And it fits in perfectly.
And come on. I mean, what a strong masculine name.
I know.
Have John Wayne thrown in there, too.
Our dads were so cool, too. Like, my dad loved John Wayne. Like, that was just what dads did. Huh?
Every dad back then loved John Wayne.
It's so perfect.
Totally.
Matt.
Absolutely.
Love the call. Give a shout out to Chance today. To Chance today, okay?
Will do, man. Thank you, guys.
Later, buddy.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Josh, who's the best one? Who am I going to?
You know what? I liked Erica's was really funny.
Erica!
Hi!
Hey, you big goof! You got a kiddo?
I do. I have a lot. But I have one daughter. And after three boys, we were struggling to pick a name. And then as I was about to pop, my husband needed new work boots. And the shoe salesman at the work boot place was named Liliana. And we ended up naming her after our salesman or saleswoman.
I thought for sure you're going to name your kid Boot.
No, maybe for a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So it's just because you liked her name. That's all it took.
Yeah. And we were debating a couple for months and then checked out at the store. And I was like, Liliana, that's like, the one.
That works.
Yeah, and when you can both agree on it, it's almost like the light shines down on you and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. The moment is so real. Like, this is it.
It really does. Yes.
It's very similar. I think there was a hot Angela that wrote in and said her daughter's name was Clara. Now, she named Clara after the nurse who took care of her during a really, really scary pregnancy complication. The nurse was calm when everyone else was panicking. I never forgot her. I didn't have a name ready, so Clara stuck. Aww. See, in the moment, is like, boom, that works. Yeah. A special moment.
I hope that nurse knows that she had a kid named after her.
I know, me too.
That impact.
They're good humans. That's
because my shoe salesman definitely does not know.
She doesn't know.
You gotta go back.
So funny. Clara, thank you so much for calling in. You guys rock. Appreciate all the calls and comments today with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix 100. Well, happy May, everybody. It's May 1st, which is May Day, and I know I got all my baskets together with flowers in them, and I'm going to drop them off on my neighbor's porches today for May Day.
Oh, so you're ready. Good
Who's
job.
Who's with me?
Yay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yay, May Day. I love May Day.
Do you have your baskets ready?
Yes. Well, and mine are filled with little, like, wedding mints and, you know, peppermints and things like that.
Peppermints and things?
That's what we put in ours. We're just little treats, and then you leave them on your neighbor's door, and you run away. And
gummy bears?
Their door. Yeah, whatever you want. Sweet treats all day.
I love sweet treats.
I know. So I just love May Day because it's a good way to show, I don't know, love to your neighbor.
It's in regards to welcoming spring. You're celebrating friendship, and you're spreading cheer.
Yeah, you are.
So that's why I went to Hobby Lobby last night and picked up a bunch of baskets and a lot of flowers, and I'll be dropping them off today. This is what I do. I'm also going to give you guys permission to pole dance today because you're supposed to do the Maypole dance today, which I like to, you know, put a space in there and say the Maypole dance because, you know, it's all about fertility this time of year.
There you go. make it fun.
If you do dance around the pole today, it is to celebrate fertility, the return of life to the land, the start of summer.
Yeah.
And the story I was reading about the Maypole dance, they say the pole is, a representation of something very phallic. And then you dance around it with ribbons.
Well, with ribbons, and then you wrap the ribbons around the pole as you dance.
There you go. You know, whatever you're into.
Safety.
It's part of it.
That's somebody's kink.
What you do.
Sure is. This is why guys are so full of themselves sometimes, right? It's because we're dancing around poles, and the pole is supposed to be, you know what? This is why. This is why guys are punks on the social media dating, right?
I agree.
Anyway, happy May 1st. It's funny because, you know, on the heels of that, it is also National No Pants Day, too. So we'll just leave that there.
That's why your pants are off.
Well.
Now it makes sense.
You're like, I thought you were just hot, Jared.
I am. I didn't know what was happening over there.
A little toasty in here. Nuggets are done. There's that. In regards to May, some exciting stuff happening this month in the form of entertainment. If you're going to be hitting the movies, The Devil Wears Prada 2 is coming out. I know Katie's incredibly excited for that.
It's like a great movie.
The Sheep Detectives coming out. I know Josh is incredibly excited for that. And then Mortal Kombat 2 is coming out, and that's one I'm going to see. And I think the Star Wars Mandalorian and Grogu is one that I'm going to go check out, too. So that's what's going on there. Cinco de Mayo is this month, which lands on Taco Tuesday,
which
if I recall.
Perfect.
Mother's Day, Memorial Day. It's going to be a big month. All right, so get this. Last night on Jeopardy, they had their 97-year-old announcer. His name is Johnny Gilbert. Old Johnny Gilbert. He's been around forever. Part of the categories was him reciting pop songs, the lyrics, as the clues. I heard this morning, and I had the dumbest smile on my face. You want me to play you something?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends.
Another one?
Yeah, keep this going.
Wiggle, 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 wig. Yeah, yeah, do the wiggle, man. I do the wiggle, man. Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it.
It's like having that one weird uncle over at your house for a holiday. And he's like, you know, hanging with the kids. He's like, I'm pretty hip. I'm tapped in. You kids know this song right here?
But ooh, 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 this time I'm telling you, we are never, ever, ever getting back together.
Yeah. That was a Taylor Swift song. You couldn't tell at the beginning.
Funny.
Wiggle, 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 wig. Yeah, yeah, do the wiggle, man.
And it's funny, like, now that you say it's the Jeopardy voice, I'm like, that's so, it's, like,
yeah,
you, to sit there and close your eyes and think of it, it's just like, yeah, that's...
Wiggle, 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 wig.
We were talking yesterday, I think it was yesterday, about the cast of Friends still making their residual checks every year.
Yeah.
In the amount of $20 million. Well, Jodie Sweetin chimed in yesterday, and she was on Full House for... How long was that show on? A decade? I don't know.
The whole 90s,
a
right?
Long time.
Like,
she said her last residual check is like 1 cent. She got like a penny.
Oh.
She's complaining that there's no syndication anymore, that everything's in streaming. So
yeah.
I guess they don't get. I mean, when they had those contracts, streaming wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
But then again, how was the Friends cast still making all that cash?
Well, you can
it's
still
on
see
every
that
channel
on, yeah.
all the time.
Exactly.
But I feel like so is Full House.
No, Friends is still on. Like, you turn on the, you know, regular cable TV, you're going to see a Friends episode. Mm. I don't think I've ever seen Full House on cable TV.
Yeah,
it used to be a lot of reruns. I have not seen it in years now.
Yeah.
How rude, right,
yeah,
Katie?
Yeah, exactly.
How rude.
And a rose on your nose.
Anyway, Friends cast, $20 million a year. Poor Jodie Sweetin, $0.01 a year. Sad day for her.
Poor
sports stuff?
Yeah, we do. Yes, unfortunately, the Nuggets did lose to the Minnesota Timberwolves, but on the sports news that everybody wants to hear, a 23-year-old German YouTuber named Tuleco just broke the Guinness World Records of solving the Rubik's Cube in the fastest time while skydiving.
Oh.
Come on.
That
is...
my stomach hurt.
That's what he was doing. He was wiggling, wiggling, wiggling it all around. He said the scariest part about the entire thing was he was just scared that he would drop it. Then he'd have to do the whole thing over again. Go up in the plane, jump again, try to solve it. But he beat the world record by 5 seconds.
Oh, good for him.
Free falling out of the plane and then pulled his chute and landed safely.
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually what he said when he landed.
I did it.
Now he's got his name in the Guinness Book of World Records, so good for him.
I will never try and beat that. That's one I will never try for.
Absolutely not.
Local news starts up with Little Man and Bird Call, because those two local companies have teamed up for an amazing chicken and waffle combo. Oh, you know, I got your attention here with the salted maple chicken and waffle sandwich.
You're a salted maple sandwich.
Sometimes I wish I was. Yeah, we go. Yes. So for the months of May and June, it's going to be available at all Bird Call locations across Colorado, Arizona, and Texas. So just for in-store purchases. But again, we have 2 months to try it. It is a limited time only item. So again, the salted maple chicken and waffle sandwich. Get you some, right? Yeah. Colorado's banned the pet store sale of dogs and cats. This is really big news.
It is big news.
Really
huh?
big news.
It
Governor,
is weird that you can't wander into a pet store and buy a dog or a cat.
Yeah. Well, starting January 1st is when it takes effect. And it prohibits, pet stores from selling, leasing, bartering, auctioning, or otherwise transferring ownership of a dog or a cat.
Does the bartering happen a lot in a pet store? Like, you go wandering in, you're like, hey, I'll give you 4 bags of Twizzlers for that cat over there.
In my small hometown, the barter system is strong. So I imagine there's bartering going on.
Does sound like a North Dakota thing.
Yeah, those small town type things, and there's small towns in Colorado. So I think they're just covering all their bases here with the bartering term.
2 bags of flour and a bag of beans for
that puppy over there.
Little Boston Terrier over there.
Exactly. So again, they're trying to stop that. You know, they want to make sure that the dogs are going to good homes that are going to take care of them. But pet stores will still be permitted to house dogs and cats that are available for adoption through local shelters. So there is that little caveat
good.
In
like
there.
That.
And again, we know that there are people who do this, who are, you know, follow the rules and that, you know, they make sure that the pets are taken care of. So we are just glad that this went into effect.
I get it.
Again, cover all the bases.
I get it,
right?
Because the puppy mills and all that, absolutely horrific where some of these animals come from. The kitty mills.
Yes.
But you know what? You haven't lived until you've wandered in the mall and you're going to go do a little shopping at Dillard's for pants. And you come home with a dog because you wandered by the pet store.
And it happens. Like,
it's happened to me twice.
Exactly. Like, I've taken home plenty of animals just because I walked by a cute puppy, you know? Again, January 1st is when we're going to start seeing
them, right,
all those changes.
You see them in those little cages wiggling their butts.
The wiggle, 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 right?
Yeah.
Oh, cute little puppy butt. Oh, so cute. And then some fun things for you to do this weekend, right? Because speaking of animals, Denver's Furry Scurry's one of them, and thousands are expected to be at Wash Park tomorrow morning. That's going to start at 9. We've got the Cinco de Mayo Festival. That's downtown all weekend. Cinco de Mayo Community Parade starts at 11 tomorrow. And then we also
I'm actually kicking that one off.
You're
I'm
at
in the
front.
Lead car in
yes.
the Corvette there.
You are the
Your Majesty.
Parade conductor.
I'll have my scepter and my crown
yes.
kicking off the parade.
Yes.
What do they call that person? That kicks off the parade. Is this like a marshal?
Master,
is it a marshal?
Marshal? Yeah, it's got to be. They have to have
dude?
A term. A ter, you
the
know?
Lead lady?
Exactly. They have to have a title. There's a parade title for sure.
There is.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's the parade marshal, isn't it?
Grand marshal.
That's
Grand
what it
Marshall.
Is. Grand marshal.
There it is. Your Majesty, your Grand Marshal. Again, starts at 11, so get on down there. Yes, and then we also have the MS Walk. That is tomorrow at City Park, so we want to get the word out about that. And Estes Park celebrating something fun again. They have that Duck Race Festival. That
oh
is
boy.
This weekend. You can adopt a duck.
Oh
yeah.
Boy. Oh, boy.
EPDuckRace.org to adopt
oh boy.
A duck for that one.
That's
so.
The thing where they dump like 1,000 ducks in the river and just let them go, right?
Yeah, that one's intense. Like, it is a sight to see for sure. So,
are those ducks biodegradable? I mean, or do the animals pick them up downstream and eat them?
No, I think they have that, again, that net that gets them all. I don't know if
there's
they go.
Net?
They can't let them
there's
go down
be a
the
net.
River,
yeah.
right?
I don't think
there
they make their
be.
Way down to Vegas or
no,
anything.
No, yeah, they have to. They have to put a stop to it. So, you know, they take care of stuff up there in Estes Park.
You bet they do.
Yeah, there's your Mile High Hype, Jer.
There you go, guys. You guys are updated with JKJ.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
It sure is. I absolutely love this game. It's so much fun. Let's welcome Marissa to the show. Hi, Marissa.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up?
You're up. What are you doing that's fun this weekend? Anything good?
Probably getting a lot of projects done around the house because the weather's going to be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So stay inside.
Go lay some mulch down, maybe.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
Oh, my goodness. I am a Colorado native, and I'm married to a wonderful husband, and I have two sweet kids, and I listen to you guys a lot, and I can't believe I'm on the radio with you guys.
I know, it's a big deal. Are you freaking out right
now?
Yeah, because I've never tried calling for this game before. I've listened to it, but yeah. I'm like, I'll just give it a try today, and it went through, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do terrible, but let's try this.
You're like, we're doing this, I guess. This is happening. Well, like I said, yeah. You will become a little radio superstar after all this. People will recognize you on the streets. Would you like to give your husband and kiddos a shout out?
Sure. His name is Ryan, and my kids Talon and Finley.
Ah, cute. What a cute little family you
Yay.
Have. All right, Marissa, I'm going to give you and Katie the same 5 pop culture trivia questions. Best out of 5 wins. Now, you probably heard me say that ties go to Katie because she made up the rules.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. But Katie, you have anything to say to Marissa?
Yeah, I hope you're up to speed on your pop culture knowledge, and you bring it today, Marissa, because I'm going to. So.
Okay, I hope so.
All right.
Probably am not, but I will do my best.
Don't let her intimidate you, Marissa. Here's what, Marissa. So I want you to tell Katie to leave the studio right now.
All right. Shoo, shoo.
Okay,
get out of here. We got a game to play. Shoo.
Get out of here.
Shoo. All right, she's gathering all of her crap. She got her coffee, her chapstick. She's making her way out. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything, Marissa, so there's no cheating. I come up with the questions, and I tell you what, we will find out if you are right or wrong once we bring her back in the studios. Okie dokie.
Okay.
All right. I can feel how stressed you are right now. All right, let's do
let's
it.
Let's do this.
Here's your first question. What TV show did Private Practice spin off from? What was the spinoff?
Law and Order.
Law and Order. Here's your second question. What viral dance sensation came directly from the video game Fortnite, or as I call it, Fartnite?
The Floss.
Why are you giggling? Because you want to do it right now? You want to do the floss, don't you?
I can never do the floss.
Me either. I'm so uncoordinated. All right, here is your third question for Katie Crush. Who is the creator of the movies Spaceballs 1 and Spaceballs 2?
Who is the creator?
Who created those movies?
Oh, I know this one. I don't know, Steven Spielberg.
Epic actor.
That's a good
director, right? Spielberg, here is your fourth
I've
question.
I've never seen those.
It's all right. We got a new one coming out. That Spaceballs 2 is coming out. All right, what Mike Myers character, name the character that gave us iconic quotes like, yeah, baby, yeah, oh, behave, and shagadelic, baby?
Austin Powers.
Shagadelic, baby. Okay. Yeah. It was hard doing those without doing the accent. Okay, here is your fifth and final question. Most episodes of the Power Rangers consisted of a core team with how many members on it? The Power Rangers. How many?
The Power Rangers, the original ones. I think there was 5 of them.
All right. All right, we brought Katie back into the studios. Marissa, who are you yelling at there?
My husband.
Yeah, keep that guy in line,
yeah.
All right?
You tell him, Marissa.
Yeah, be like, I'm on the radio right now, dude.
I was. that is what I said.
Yeah, you're like, shut up. Shut up. All right, Marissa, let's see how Katie does, all right?
Okay.
All right. Oh, boy. Okay. Katie, what TV show did Private Practice spin off of?
Oh, I never watched. I don't know another, like, Scrubs? The only doctor show I can think of.
No. Marissa said Law & Order. I was looking for Grey's Anatomy.
Oh. The biggest doctor show.
Of course.
I know.
Boy, you guys did horrible on that,
that
one.
That was a bad one on us, Marissa.
I don't like medical shows, you know.
There we go.
Yeah,
that's
sure,
it.
Sure,
that's
sure.
That's it.
All right, here's your second question. What viral dance sensation came directly from the video game Fortnite?
No, I don't play that game.
You don't play that game?
No.
Well, what'd you cry
dance?
About it?
Gangnam Style?
No.
What?
Marissa, what did you say?
The Floss.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Katie, who is the creator of the movies Spaceballs 1 and Spaceballs 2?
I know this one. It's Mel Brooks. This one I do know. The Schwartz.
I knew that one too.
Yes. But
you're lying. You're full of it. She said Spielberg. Nope. All right,
we're
Katie.
Tight at one. Okay.
What Mike Myers character gave us iconic quotes like, yeah, baby, yeah, oh, behave, and shagadelic, baby?
It's Austin Powers.
Yeah. Did I just hear you whisper it again, Marissa? Yeah.
No, I get it.
Austin Powers.
So funny. All right, your fifth and final question. Most episodes of the Power Rangers consisted of a core team. How many members were on that core team of the Power Rangers?
5
Marissa, you also said 5. Hey!
Yeah!
Well, here's the problem. As we end the game, it is a tie. 3-3.
Oh.
What does that mean, Marissa?
I lost.
I don't.
Ties go to Katie.
I like Marissa.
Oh, but turn that down.
I know. Come on.
I'm
she
in a good mood today, Marissa, because it's Friday. We've had a very fun show. And you are a busy mama bear, so I'm going to go ahead and give you the prize just because I'm in a really good mood today.
Yay!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah! And you were yelling at your husband, which made me smile.
It's not every day you get to go on the radio.
Yeah, that's right. We will make this a podcast so you can go download it and share it with all your friends and throw it up on your social too, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you.
Incredibly nice meeting you. Thank you for listening for so long and finally taking the plunge and calling in.
I've tried calling in. I've just never been successful.
Well, thank you for playing
at
least.
Good job today.
And I did meet you, Jeremy, many years ago when you guys did your live audio.
Oh, live audience Friday? God, so you've been listening forever.
I have.
On. Well, I love you to pieces. Thank you so much.
And thanks for playing today, Marissa.
I love you guys, too. You guys are the best. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Josh will come back and tell you how to get your hands on that prize. And that's how it's done, everybody. We'll play again bright and early on Monday morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. All right, Big Rob is coming up next. He'll give you another chance to hear that keyword for the Carlsbad giveaway, the Mix 100 family boarding call. We'll throw out those keywords at 1 and 2 and Nina at 4 this afternoon. So stick around and listen to Mix 100. He also goes commercial free for about 90 minutes at 11:30. All right, you guys have a great weekend. I'm tired.
Me
that was
too.
A long week of shows. My goodness.
Yeah.
We'll be back on Monday. Be safe. Have fun. Love you guys. We are Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100.
Hey, bye. Bye.